Swiggy ropes in JP Morgan, Kotak and Citi for 10,000 crore QIP. Tippett start for Lenskart. Founders turn investors in their own startups. Hedge funds remain in red in Q2 of FY20. Narrows losses in Q2 of FY20 50% year on year.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast from. All right, let's start with the breaking news coming right in. Swiggy is stirring up the markets again. The food and grocery delivery major has onboarded JP Morgan, Kotak Mahindra Capital and Citi for a big bank qualified institutional placement or QIP worth rupees 10,000 crores. Now, for anyone wondering, a QIP is how companies raise money from big institutions like mutual funds rather than retail investors. It's basically a faster way to tap serious investors and raise capital. Now, this move, if we look at what happened in the past, comes at a time when Swiggy and its quick commerce rivals like Blinkit and Zepto have been burning cash to grab market share in one of India's fastest growing segments. Now, Swiggy had already hinted back in October that this fundraise would bolster cash reserves and help fuel new experiments in food delivery and quick commerce. So we could be looking at expansions, maybe new service formats or even tech upgrades from Swiggy now. And remember, in September, Swiggy sold its entire stake in Rapido for around 2,400 crore rupees. That deal really helped strengthen its balance sheet, perhaps setting the stage for this larger fundraising play, even though, remember, the company is still loss-making. Another breaking news coming right in, speaking of results, electric scooter maker Ather Energy reported a rise in revenue from operations to around 898 crore rupees for September quarter. Now, this is around 54% increase from around 583 crores last year. And if we look at the net loss numbers, Ather's net loss for the quarter stood at 154 crore rupees. That has narrowed sequentially and year on year as well from a loss of around 197 crores last year. But if we compare it to its close rival, Ola Electric, Ola reported a narrower consolidated net loss of 418 crore rupees for September. But if we look at the revenue numbers for Ola Electric, it declined, in fact, for the September quarter by 43% to 690 crore rupees, indicating a weaker sales performance during the period. But the larger picture here is how the market is evolving, the EV two-wheeler market is evolving in the coming days. All right, moving on to the next big headline, Lenskart's much-anticipated market debut, well, was a bit blurry at start. Now, Lenskart listed at a discount, becoming the first major IPO about 4,000 crore rupees this year to not see the opening day pop everyone's been expecting. On the NSE, shares opened at 395 rupees a piece, about 1.7% below the issue price of 402 rupees a piece. On the BSE as well, it was around 390 near 3% lower. But by the closing bell, Lenskart somehow managed to adjust its lenses. Shares ended with 404.55 rupees a piece, slightly above the issue price and 2.4% higher than the opening. If you look at the market cap post-listing, it stood at around 67,659 crore rupees. So not disaster, but not dazzling either. And that's despite 7,278 crore IPO being subscribed 28 times over with strong institutional demand. Now, analysts point to valuation concerns and recent quarterly losses as reasons for the cautious start. Competition in the eyewear segment from Titan, iPlus, Fixmakers, and several online upstarts is also adding pressure. And this comes at a time when most IPOs this year have been seeing a big listing day gains. We saw what happened at Grow as well. So Lenskart's muted debut could be a signal that investors are getting choosier, especially when valuations seem a bit stretched. All right, speaking of conviction, there's another interesting trend emerging. India's startup founders are investing in their own companies, from Piyush Bansal at Lenskart to Ritesh Agarwal of OYO and Kunal Shah of Cred. Several founders are writing personal checks to rebalance what dilution took away. Jupiter founder Jitendra Gupta, for instance, has put in $5 million of his own money into his startup. He told Money Control that if I believe in my company, I'd rather deploy capital here than in someone else's startup. Looks like that's the trend here. And it slightly makes sense as well. With valuation correcting over the past year, founders see a chance to buy back equity at more realistic prices. It's not just a financial move, it's a signal of confidence as well. In fact, Money Control spoke to several investors and founders. RTP Global's Nishit Garg said that founder buy-ins usually mean two things. The business is either doing well and the founder now has the liquidity to show that conviction. Take Cred, for example, in its latest $3.5 billion round, Kunal Shah invested alongside GIC, turning a valuation cut into a show of belief. And ahead of IPOs, these moves add stability as well. They do show long-term intent and reassure investors who've been very cautious after seeing early founders cash out in past cycles. All right, finally, a quick check on India's new age listed firms, and it's a bit of a mixed bag. 7 out of 11 such companies are still in the red in Q2 of FY26. The list includes Delivery, Swiggy, Urban Company, Bluestone, Ixigo, Ola Electric, and MobiQuick, all of which have posted losses this quarter, some even widening year on year. Yet, interestingly, these stocks are trading higher. Investors seem to be betting on future growth rather than near-term profits. But market expert Ambarish Baliga told Money Control that as long as the core units are profitable and new verticals are scaling, investors will stick around. Take Urban Company. Its core services turned an adjusted EBITDA profit of around 10 crore rupees. But new ventures like InstaHelp are dragging margins down. The same story with Swiggy as well. It's losses in Instamart, its quick commerce unit. And founders of these are a bit strategic, but there's clearly a shift happening in the private market. It was all about public's profit first. So in fact, Capital Minds Deepak Shinwat also learned public market life, and the good ones adapt, the others fade out. For now, though, investors seem patient, still backing India's tech story, even if the numbers are in red. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every weekday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.